Our psalm meditation today is in Psalm 95. Please turn there with me in your New King James Bibles. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, when your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Psalm 95 is one that we sometimes use as a sort of call to worship, and appropriately so. It's frequently sung in many of our congregations because it is a call to worship the God who is our refuge, the God who is our strength, the God who is our shepherd. And this points us particularly to Jesus Christ, who calls himself the Good Shepherd, the one who gives his life for the sheep in John chapter 10. This Good Shepherd is the one who brings us to life. We, of course, would be no different than those who professed to believe him and who had seen his wonders in the desert, but who rebelled when they came to the point of entering into the land. This is referred to, of course, beginning at, the second half of verse 7, down through the end of the psalm at verse 11 there. This is looking at where they came to the town or the place of Meribah, and you can read about this in Numbers chapter 20. It is there that they had the command to go in, but ten of the spies who had been sent frightened the people with tales of how invincible the Canaanites seemed to be. They were tall. They were powerful. They had huge fortified cities. Oh yes, the land is good, but the land eats up the people who go there, contradicting themselves. You will remember that it was only Joshua and Caleb who said, "Now wait a minute. Don't you remember the mightiest empire in the world here in our day God destroyed? Don't you remember just a year or two ago the plagues that came upon Egypt? They came upon us for a time too, but then the last ones and the worst ones, we weren't touched while the Egyptians were hit and hit hard. Don't you remember when they were coming at us and we were trapped with mountains to the right of us, mountains to the south of us, the sea to the left of us, and they were coming down. Surely they were going to swallow us up. And God interposed himself as the pillar of fire toward us, lighting us all the night, but enveloping them in darkness. And they were afraid to come in. Don't you remember that very night that the wind came up, and as Moses lifted up his scepter, why the waves parted? Don't you remember the very next day we went through dry? The Egyptians, the fools, they tried to follow us, but they were swallowed up in the waves, and we saw their dead, bloated carcasses wash up on the eastern side. Don't you remember?" And the people said, "No, we won't go. We won't go. Why, they'll kill us. They'll rape our wives. They will kill our children. No, no, we will not go in. In fact, let's get rid of this Moses fella. Let's get rid of there, and they've just been causing us trouble. Let's go back to Egypt. You will remember God said, okay, you don't want to go in, you won't go in. And that is what is referred to here in verse 11. I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. There was rebellion against the leaders of God. There was rebellion against the word of God. There was rebellion against Jehovah God, rebellion against the angel of the Lord, whose name was Jehovah, there in the cloud, there in the fire. Rebellion against these all, and ultimately against the one whose name was Jehovah. And so, they were sent to die off, with the promise that the very children that they said would be killed would be moved by him to go in and take it. It was to be an incredible irony, and God often is a God of irony. This mighty one delivered the people, just as we saw him delivering from enemies without in Psalm 94, the persecutors and oppressors, just as we saw him mightier than so-called natural forces in Psalm 93, now he is mightier than the wolves in sheep's clothing. Now he is mightier than the apostates within. God preserves his church, brings it to worship and adore him through Jesus Christ. Well, let us then seek to be not as these Israelites whose carcasses dropped in the desert. Let us be the faithful sheep. Let us be the children who enter in to conquer. Let us indeed sing, shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation, that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be using part A of Psalm 95 to sing. Let us do it with hearts that know and adore this great God who has saved before and will continue to shepherd us through. Psalm 95a.